Hallelujah. Well, you know, wherever there's a group of believers, God moves. Isn't that right?
Yes.
Hallelujah. And so you can be seated if you'd like. And I speak often on the subject of, the topic of, or on the Holy Spirit. And because that's what the Lord told me to do. And that's part of what he told me to do. And so tonight I'm going to talk to you about the purpose of the Holy Spirit in the earth today. The purpose of the Holy Spirit in the earth. I don't know how far I'm going to go. I tried to get through this message here a while back in another place. Didn't get very far. And the Spirit of God, you know, was ready to minister. But, you know, we are living in the age of the Holy Spirit. Isn't that right? Isn't that right? The age of the Holy Spirit goes from it started at the ascension of Jesus, and it's going to go all the way and continue until his return. And so we know this then, that we are living, I like to say it this way, we're living in the right time. We're living in a good time because he's here. Isn't that right? Hallelujah. And I know a lot of people, they read the Gospels and they get a sad look on their face and they wish they were back there in those days when Jesus, you know, with Jesus on, walking the shores of Galilee, you know. Well, if you want to walk the shores of Galilee, you know where to go. It's right over there where it's always been. And so you can go over there if you want to, but I want to tell you something. You don't have to wait for Jesus to show up to walk or to do well in your life. You've got the Holy Spirit. We've got the Holy Spirit. But the truth of the matter is, so many times people have had an experience with the Holy Spirit called the baptism, but they have never really developed a personal relationship and with the Holy Spirit as a person, where they fellowship with him and talk with him or are even conscious of him on a daily basis. But you know, the thing is that if you're born again, the Spirit of God lives on the inside of you. There's no such thing as a Christian without the Holy Spirit. He lives inside of you. Now, I'm going to tell you this. I know this. That sometimes we Pentecostals, you know, that's what we are, Spirit-filled. We call ourselves Spirit-filled, full gospel, charismatic, non-denominational. But really what we are is Pentecostals, is because we speak in other tongues. Isn't that right? So that makes us Pentecostal. Yeah, I don't know when they told me I was a Pentecostal because I spoke in tongues, I said, I don't think so. Because I had a certain image of a Pentecostal. How many of you have ever had a certain image of a Pentecostal and you've prided yourself and said, I are not one of them, you know? But the truth of the matter is, the way you look on the outside doesn't make you a Pentecostal or doesn't make you not a Pentecostal. It's whether you speak in tongues or not, whether you've been baptized with the Holy Spirit. Now, we Pentecostals, I see now we've identified ourselves. Isn't that right? We Pentecostals tend to be satisfied with the experience of the baptism of the Holy Spirit, and it's wonderful as far as it goes, but we tend to not realize there's a whole lot more. There's a whole lot more. Matter of fact, Jesus didn't just send the Holy Spirit without warning. Do you know that? He talked to them. He prepared the disciples for the coming of the Holy Spirit. And he began to talk to them about that in John chapter 14. He said, I will pray the Father and he will send you another comforter who will abide with you forever. He will abide with you forever. Even the Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive because it sees him not, neither knows him, but you can know him, for he is with you and shall be in you. Do you know what I'm saying? And so you have to understand then that he is here. He has sent him to dwell in us. There's some things that we would, it would heed us to learn about the indwelling of the Spirit of God that will enrich your life, your daily life, cause your daily life to become something more than what it has been, and it'll cause you to be better led by the Spirit of God. If we would understand some of these things, I think sometimes people get caught up in this fact that we've had an experience with the Holy Spirit and we think it needs to be replicated over and over. And we think sometimes in our narrow thinking, we think that's when the Spirit of God moves. That's how he moves. We fail to realize that there is a lot more that God can do, that the Holy Spirit can do in our lives. Amen. And so Jesus made some statements, John 14, 16, 17. He made the statements, the verses I just quoted. He said, he's coming. He said, I'm leaving, but he's coming. And in other words, the language that's used there gave the disciples to understand, one like me. One writer said it this way. He said that he is going to send another that's on the same plane as Jesus is. You know, and so we see this then that Jesus walked on this earth. He was baptized with the Holy Spirit. He was in constant fellowship with the Father through the Spirit of God. And he did miracles. He met needs. He cast out devils. He did supernatural things. And he was well able to do everything that came his way. And I want to tell you something. He said, I'm going to send you another comforter, another like me, one on the same plane as I am, and he's going to be able to do the same things. He's going to be able to do the same things. Now, I keep saying this. I've said it. I've been teaching this since 1987. And you say, well, when are you going to quit doing that? When people start getting it. The reality of the indwelling Spirit of God. Amen. And so we want an experience, but I want to tell you something. You got a person. You got something better than that. You've got a person living on the inside that's better than an experience. It's much more than just one experience. He is there to help you every day, and every day he if you'll follow the Spirit of God, he'll have every day is going to be an experience with God, but they're not going to be the same. Not going to be the same. It's going to be one after another. God will do different things in your life. Why is that? It's because that's what you need. That's because he's working his will in your life. He is perfecting those things that concern you. Hallelujah. How many of you got a few things that need to be perfected? You don't have to vote till next week, so you don't have to raise your hand tonight. But anyway, you know what I'm saying. We all have things we're working on, or that we're allowing God to work on in our lives. Isn't that right? And so here's what one person said. And as I read this, I want you to grasp some of this. Because I read this and I thought, this is too good not to share. Because you see, here's the thing that I'm convinced of, that there are a lot of people that don't really understand what the Holy Spirit has to offer. Otherwise, they'd be a whole lot more fervent about developing a relationship with him, talking with him, discussing the things of life with him. In other words, if you're a mechanic, you can ask him what's wrong with the cars you're working on. If you're a waiter, then you can ask him to help you with the tables. Isn't that right? Get the food right. If you're a salesperson, then you can ask him to help you make sales. Whatever it is that you do, you can ask the Holy Spirit to help you do those things. And so here's what one writer said, A.J. Gordon. He said this. He said, the Holy Spirit during the present time is in office on earth, and all spiritual presence and divine communion at the Trinity with men is through him. In other words, when you talk to Jesus, it doesn't mean that you go up to heaven to talk to him. It doesn't mean that Jesus comes down from heaven to talk with us. He does it by the Spirit of God. Isn't that right? And so the Holy Spirit is here on earth, abiding perpetually in the church. He is likewise in heaven, in communion with the Father and the Son, from whom he proceeds. The Spirit of God is the successor of the Son of God in his official ministry on earth. And the office of the Holy Spirit is to communicate Christ to us. Did you get that? The office of the Holy Spirit is to communicate Christ to us, Christ in his entireness. And so here's the thing that sometimes I'm finding in today's world, today's Christianity, there are people getting tired of hearing about Jesus. They want some kind of thrill, something that'll give them a chill, something that'll give them goosebumps, something they want a miracle, they want to see something happen. But when we start talking to them about Jesus, they wait for you to get finished. But the truth of the matter is they need a fresh look at Jesus. They need to have a fresh understanding of what Jesus really did at the cross. They need to know what Jesus is doing today in his exalted position in heaven, because that's very vital to us as believers. And so the Spirit of God has been given to us to show us these things. We don't have to figure out the word. He shows it to us. Your job's to open it up and fasten your eyes on those words. And as you do that, the Spirit of God will show you what it means. He really will. Amen. And so John chapter 16, verse 7. Let's look at that just for a moment. I don't know how much further I'm going to get. I'll attempt to go further, but we'll just see, because I got some things stirring in my heart. Amen. You know, God is very good. God is very good at identifying needs in his body. He knows exactly what needs to be said. Isn't that right? And so John chapter 16, verse 7, Jesus is still talking to the disciples about the Holy Spirit. And he says, "Nevertheless, I tell you the truth, it is," and this is the New King James, "it is to your advantage that I go away. For if I do not go away, the Helper will not come to you. But if I depart, I will send him to you." Notice what he said there. You ought to underline this. It is to your advantage. Your advantage. Have you ever had the advantage on something? In a situation, have you ever had the advantage in a chess game, or in a game of checkers, or in a game of Monopoly or something like that? You had the advantage, and that's a good position to be in. Isn't that right? That's a better position than the others. Isn't that right? And so you could be in a place of advantage, a place that will benefit you. Isn't that right? And so other translations, the Darby translation says, "It is profitable for you if I go away." Profitable. Everybody say profitable. The New Living Translation says, "It is best for you." Everybody say, "It's best for me." Isn't that right? If Jesus goes away, the Message version says, "It is better for you for me to go." It's better. I want to dwell on that just for a little bit, that it is better the way it is now than it was when Jesus was here on the earth. You know that? It's better now. He says it's going to be better when I leave. It's going to be better if I leave. If I go through my death, burial, and resurrection and ascension into to the right hand of the Father, that's going to be better for you than it is if I stay right here. Come on now. You understand that? He says it's going to be better. What did he mean by that? Well, it's going to be better than the way it was right then. It's going to be better than anything you read in the Old Testament.
That's right.
Better than the Old Testament covenant. Any of the covenants in the Old Testament. It's going to be better than that. Whatever, you know, it's going to be better. It's going to be better than the promises that are in the Old Testament. It's going to be better than any of the blessings that you find listed in the Old Testament. It's going to be better than any of the law, what the law, Old Testament law has to say. It's going to be better than the fellowship that they had with God in the Old Testament. It's going to be better when better possibilities with God in after he's gone and the Spirit of God come than what they had in the Old Testament. You see, before Jesus went to the cross, the old covenant was still in effect. He said, when I leave, he said, it's going to be better. Why does that mean? It means this, that a new covenant is going to come into effect, and it's going to be better for you. Everything's going to change. Everything's going to get better for you if I leave and the Spirit of God comes. Listen to me. There's some better things that you and I need to discover. Listen to me. There's going to be greater things. Jesus said this. He said, the works that I do, you shall do also. And he said, greater than these shall you do than I have done. So I'm telling you, I know there's not only better things, but greater things. And we know this much, that there is more being done through the believers in the body of Christ on the face of the earth right now by the Holy Spirit than Jesus did when he was on the earth in his 3 years of ministry. Now, I'm not putting Jesus down. He did some phenomenal things, didn't he? I'm telling you, it's amazing. I'll tell you, I'm reading the Gospels like I've never read them before. Why is it? Because I want to tell you something. However much I know Jesus, I need to know him better. But the Spirit of God is showing me things that I never saw before. Because I'm reading the Gospels, I want a better picture of Jesus. Why is Jesus here? Why is the Holy Spirit here? He's because his main purpose for being here is for us to know what Jesus did, to see how Jesus acted, to see what Jesus said. And then he says, I'm going to equip you to go do the same things. Now, talking about his death, burial, and resurrection, that's distinct to him. But I'm talking about the earthly ministry, the 3 years that he had. Let me tell you something. Listen to me. You're living in a dangerous world. We had a week of danger that caused the world to greatly fear this week. But the Bible says in Proverbs 18:10, it says the name of the Lord is a strong tower. And the righteous run to it and they are what? Safe. I don't know about you, but my safety is in the name of the Lord. There's some things that the Holy Spirit wants you and I to know so that we don't have to live in fear like the world lives. We want to be. We can have peace in the midst of the danger. We can have peace in the midst of the storm. Isn't that right? So we know this then, that things are better because we have the Spirit of God. Look at your neighbor, it's better already. It's better already. Listen to me. You just got to discover what it is you have. Amen. You really do. You have the Spirit of God. You have the Spirit of God living on the inside of you. But you see, many times we really don't realize what he really is. He is God himself living inside of us. You say, well, how can that be? I don't know. But he designed it and he's making it work. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Somebody ought to get happy because God's living inside of you. I like to say it this way. I like to say it this way, that you are God's address on the earth. Because where you are, that's where God lives. Isn't that right? Somebody asks you, where's God? You say, well, right in here. Right here. That doesn't mean you're God, but it does mean you have God in you, right? Amen. If you think you're God, then we'll just ask your spouse or your kids. But on the other hand, now listen to me. You have God himself living on the inside of you. You have the third person of the triune Godhead. He is as much God as the Father and the Son. Hallelujah. He is omnipresent. He's everywhere all at once. That means he's with you, and at the same time he's with me, and he's at the same time he's with every believer in the world. And if all of us put a demand on him and ask him to do something at the same time, he'd have no problem handling it. He is a master. He's a master at handling logistics. There's no problem too big for him to solve. No situation too difficult to take care of. He's living on the inside of you. Now, I like to say it this way. I like to say it this way. When he came to live inside of you, he brought more than you thought he did. You might have thought that he brought some power with him. And that may be true. It's true as far as it goes. Do you understand? We know that much. But now listen to me. Do you think he left his knowledge up in heaven when he came to live in you? No, it's right there, isn't it? All his wisdom, you know, it's right there, isn't it? Isn't that amazing? All the power that he's ever had, he brought it with him, didn't he? Yes. Do you think then that the answers you need might be right there too?
Right.
Isn't that right?
Yes.
Do you think he might know where the resources are that you need?
Yes.
He knows, doesn't he?
Amen.
Listen to me. Your answer is not as far away as you thought. It is only about, depending on how tall you are, about 18 inches from your mind. It's about 18 inches away. Now, if you're real tall, you might be about 2 feet away. But you understand, from your heart up to your mind. The problem is there seems to be a great distance between your heart and your mind sometimes. Meaning this, that you obviously have the answers to life on the inside of you because you have the Spirit of God living inside of you. Isn't that right? It's right there. You got it. Look at your neighbor and say, you got it. But now listen to me. It's another thing for you and I to understand what it is we have. And sometimes you have to learn how to draw that out of your heart, what the Holy Spirit has, and bring it up to your conscious mind. How do you do that? Well, Proverbs said this, that counsel lies deep within the heart of man. But he said, a man of understanding will draw it out. Well, how does he do that? How do you make a draw on the Spirit, on the things that are in your spirit, on the things that the Spirit of God has for you? How do you make a draw on that? Well, you start praying. You start speaking the name of Jesus. You start praying in the Spirit, in other tongues. Why is that so valuable? Why? Because you're talking spirit language. You're talking spiritual language that freely communicates with the Spirit of God, and it allows him to move with the greatest freedom possible. I said it's better. It is advantageous. It is profitable. This is the best for you right now, Jesus said. And he said, and see, the thing is, you got to learn to discover this life. This life that you got. What the Spirit of God is on the inside. Something comes along. You know how many of you remember the little nursery rhyme, you know, that said, the wolf comes along, the three little pigs, you know, and they built a house. One of them built it out of something. And the wolf came along and said, I'm going to huff and puff and blow it down. And he did. And he ate the little pig. And then the next little pig, he built his house out of something else. And the wolf said, I'm going to huff and puff and blow your house down. And he did. And he ate the little pig. And he came to the third one. And the third one, he'd made his house out of brick. And he huffed and puffed and said, I'm going to blow your house down. And he huffed and puffed and blew all he could. But I want to tell you something. He never did blow that house down. Let me tell you something. That describes, listen to me, the world will come at you with circumstances. The devil will come to huff and puff and try to blow your house down. But if you got the Spirit of God living on the inside, listen to me, you have what it takes to withstand the storms. You have what it takes to make it through the storms of life, the difficulties of life. You have what it takes, glory to God. Life is better when you have the Spirit of God.
Yes.
Life is better. It is better, Jesus said.
Yes. Glory to
God. I'm going to have to keep working on this because some of your faces just hadn't lit up yet. My message is, you know, cooperation is necessary. Because it's not just for me, because it's not just for me. I'm getting blessed, but I'm not up here. I could do that at home. But God wants you to know this too. God wants you to get the reality of this fact that the Spirit of God lives on the inside of you. And he's better than anything else you got. Better. Everybody, tell somebody better. Tell somebody else profitable. Tell somebody else the best. Tell another person, it's to my advantage. Amen. Spirit of God. living on the inside. Because we're living in the age of the Holy Spirit, we are living at the right time. We are living in the best time. I know people look at you and say, you know, it's not like it used to be when I was a kid growing up. And I want to say, thank God. You know why? I'll tell you what, the truth, you know, they talk about the good old days. Let me tell you about the good old days. No air conditioning. No electricity. You know, the only running water is the water you ran and got. There were no thermostats on the wall to dial your temperature. You'd control the temperature by how close or how far away you sat from the stove. Isn't that right? Now listen to me. You go out there and watch and look at the farm equipment that people use to farm. Let me tell you something. How would you like to go back to the old days and use a mule? That mule worked sometimes and sometimes he didn't. Tell somebody it's better now. Isn't that right? I'll tell you the truth about it. I appreciate the air conditioning I have. My first 20 years of my life, we didn't have air conditioning. We had some electricity because we lived on a rented place. And it was kind of a loophole, you know, for we kind of got by with that. And so we had a little electricity. We didn't have any running water. We didn't have a bathroom. We had a path. I'm not going to explain that to you right now, but you know, but you understand what I mean. We didn't have all of those things. So when I walk into my, you know, not only do we have a bathroom at our house, but we have a master bath right connected to our bedroom. In other words, anybody else wants to, you can go use the other restrooms, but I'm going to use mine. You know what I'm saying? And I don't have to, we don't have to share it unless we want to. You know what I'm saying? And so life is better. I'll tell you, in the old days, you know, you sit behind a horse and ride in a wagon or a buggy and go down the road, you know. And that's all right if that's the best that exists. But when all the cars are zooming around you and the trucks are moving along and everything passes you up and you're on a slow train to nowhere, do you know what I'm saying? That's not the best. You realize it could be better. It could be better, couldn't it? Hallelujah. All I can tell you is it's better. I just woke up this morning. Well, it was not quite morning. But I had worked on this and everything, and I've got some really nice notes. But the Lord told me to focus in on this better part here. You need to understand that if you have the Spirit of God, you need to get acquainted with Him. Why don't you try talking to Him? So what do you mean? What do you say to Him? Well, try hello. I mean, how would you talk to another person? Would you walk up to a stranger and say, I need something, and you tell him what it is you need? You wouldn't do that, would you? Why? Because that stranger is really not inclined to give you what he has. You know what I'm saying? And so let's just say that you know somebody. When you need something, you go to somebody you know. Isn't that right? Why? Because you got a better chance of getting it. Isn't that right? See, you need to get to know the Spirit of God. You need to talk to Him. You need to talk the things over that you got in front of you, because He knows the best way. He knows the best place for you. He knows how to make it profitable for you. He knows how to keep you in the place of advantage at all times, where the enemy can't rob from you. He can't steal from you. He can't destroy anything. Listen to me. Life is better when you start talking and walking with the Spirit of God. Jesus said, it is better. It is better. Stand up with me. The time has miraculously flew by. And I got through my introduction. Lift up your hands to the Lord right now. Let's just thank Him for better. Hallelujah. Father, we do thank You that tonight You are right here. you are right here. Father, we thank you that by the Spirit you are here. It is as if you yourself were here tonight, Father. And the Holy Spirit is here. You sent him here. And so we know that he came with all his knowledge. He came with all his wisdom. He came with all the love that you have, all the care that you have. Everything that you have, he has come with it. To make our lives better, to help us to be better ministers, to reach more people, to be a better vessel for the kingdom of God, to be a more perfect picture of God working in the earth. Father, we thank you for that right now. Now, Holy Spirit, I thank you that you show us Jesus in a more real way. Open our eyes that we may see what it is that Jesus really did, what Jesus has really purchased for us. We thank you for it now, Lord. Thank you, Father. Now lift your hands up and let's just thank the Lord and just magnify his name. Father, we thank you that you're doing a mighty work. We thank you that you're doing a good work. We thank you, Father God, that you are as ready now as you ever were or ever will be to do things for your people. We thank you that needs in this church are being met right now in the name of Jesus. I want to tell you something. In an atmosphere like this, I want you to release your faith for the money you need. Release your faith for the money you need. Tell him how much you need. Just tell him how much you need. Just tell, I need this much money. I don't know how it's going to come, but you know where it's at, and you know how much we need. I thank you for it, Father. I thank you, Father, for the money. We call it in. We command the devil to keep his hands off of that money now in the name of Jesus. And we also say this to the ministering spirits. You heard the prayer. Now we say to you, go, cause the money to come. Listen to the Spirit of God. You tell the Holy Spirit will tell the angels where it is. Go get it, angels, and bring it to us that we may be able to be vessels fit for the kingdom of God in Jesus' name. If you got pain in your body, I want you to put your hands back down. If you got pain in your body, I want you to lift your hand right now. Just lift your hand up right now. Just lift your hand up right now. Pain or discomfort in your body right now, just lift your hand up right now. Okay, I'm going to do what the Spirit of God said to do. I'm going to pray for you, but I want you to come right down here and make a line real quickly. We're going to take care of that tonight in the name of Jesus. Name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Now, the rest of you that don't need to come, you need to come. Line them up. Just get it in single file line. Just single file line. Make them in a line over there. So we're going to pray for you. We're going to believe God for you. Those of you that didn't come, I want you to be in the spirit of prayer and worship right now. We're going to pray for these people. How many of you? Now you're up here because you got pain in your body. Is that right? Is that right? Look at me, everybody up here that's up here. Just look at me. Is that right? Wave your hand at me if you're dealing with that, with some things. Yeah? All right. So you're in the right line. I said you're in the right place now in the name of Jesus. Isn't that right? Why? The Spirit of God is here, and Jesus said it'll be better. It's going to be better. Look at your neighbor and tell him it's going to be better. Better. Say it with me. Better. 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 Hallelujah. Come on. Look. Lift your eyes to the Lord. Just begin to thank him right now in the name of Jesus. I'm going to come. I'm going to pray. I'm going to lay hands on you. I'm going to minister as I'm led by the Spirit of God. And you just decide that you're going to receive. I don't want you praying in the Spirit. I want you to just be quiet with your eyes on the Lord. The Lord told me to pray for you, so that means you don't need to pray. You just need to listen to my prayer and be ready to receive. Isn't that right? So are you ready? Hallelujah. Father, in the name of Jesus, right now, we command pain to leave this man's body right there. There it goes. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. There. Thank you, Lord. Let's lift the hands up to the Lord. Let's thank Him. The Spirit of God is in this place. Hallelujah. Worship Him right now. Just worship Him right where you're at. Let your eyes be on Jesus right now. Worship Him. Just worship Him. Worship Him. He deserves your praise. He deserves your worship. Just worship Him. He is in this place. There are times when He moves, and there's times when He wants to be worshiped. Right now, He wants worship. Worship Him. Magnify His name. Thank Him. Give Him glory and honor and praise. We worship You. Thank You, Father. Thank You, Jesus. Thank You, Holy Spirit. We worship You. We worship You. Magnify You. Hallelujah. The Lord said to me just now, as you continue to worship Him and as you continue to magnify His name, so the pain that was once there is leaving. Keep worshiping God. For some of you, the pain's already gone. Some of you, it's going to leave as you keep worshiping God and as you keep thanking God for better. It is better. Jesus said it is better. Worship Him. Thank You, Lord. Thank You, Jesus. Jesus, You said it'd be better for the Spirit of God to be here. So we thank You for it now. We thank You for it now. We thank You, Holy Spirit, for what You're doing in people's lives right now. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. We worship You. Hallelujah. 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 Those of you that were up here in the line that received prayer, If you can tell a difference, or if you had complete healing, I want you to wave your hand at me. Should you wave your hand at me? I see hands waving, waving, waving. I see hands back there waving. Look at that. Look at that. Jesus said it would be better, and it is better. You just got to learn to tap into some things. You just got to learn to know about the Spirit of God. I want to encourage you, before the day is over, you have a conversation with the Spirit of God. You talk over your life with Him. You tell Him how great He is. Listen to me. Sometimes I just tell the Spirit of God, I said, "You're the best. You're the best." It's like Harold says. He looks at me sometimes, and I know he's lying. He says, "I'm the best." But I already know it's the Spirit of God's the best. But I know what he means by that. Amen. You're doing a good job, too. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Jesus, what did He say? What now? Don't make me preach this over again. He said it would be better. Profitable. The best. To our advantage. For the Spirit of God to be here. Just laugh a little bit. It's better than you think. Hallelujah. You get into the best life. You get into the better life. Following the Spirit of God. You know why it's so important to understand about the Spirit of God living on the inside of you? And I'm just going to give you a nugget and then we'll go. Because that's where your direction comes from. The Bible tells us we're to be led by the Spirit of God, the witness of the Spirit. It's right in here. That tells us we ought to learn about Him who lives inside of us. Isn't that right? And if you can learn to flow with Him, life will be better. Isn't that right? Amen. Praise the Lord. Well, glory to God. We thank God that You are here tonight. We thank You that You received tonight. How many of you received something from God tonight? Hallelujah. Right now, hallelujah. I thought I was done. I thought I was done. But I want to tell you something. The Spirit of God just quickened to me. If you are dealing with fear in your life, I want you to slip your hand up to the Lord right now. If you're dealing with fear in your life, listen to me. It just doesn't make any difference. It doesn't make any difference. There's no condemnation in that. Listen to me. If you're dealing with fear, it's better to let God know, to acknowledge it before God, than it is to live with it. And tomorrow it'll be different, people, than it is tonight. So it's okay. Isn't that right? Hallelujah. I always say it this way. You could give the same altar call on another day and it'd be different people. So it's just, we're all in this together. Isn't that right? Hallelujah. Tonight, If you're dealing with fear right now, I'm going to pray for you right now. If you want prayer dealing with that fear and you want that rebuked off of you, then I want you to slip your hand up right now to the Lord. In the name of Jesus, we bind that spirit of fear. Command it to go. In the name of Jesus. Break that off of your mind, off of your life, in the name of Jesus. Command you to be free now. In the mighty name of Jesus. Just begin to lift your hand up to the Lord. Just begin to thank Him for His love. Just begin to thank Him for His care. Just begin to thank Him for His power. Just begin to thank Him that you have a sound mind. Hallelujah. Just start saying, I got a sound mind, free from all fear, filled with love thoughts, filled with thoughts of God's power. Hallelujah. 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 Glory. Hallelujah. Victory is ours. Jesus said, what did He say? We're starting to get it. I may not have to preach this over again. Say it with me. It is better. Glory to God. That's what Jesus said. Amen. Glory to God. You can go confidently forth from this moment, knowing it'll be better. Amen. Amen. Well, we got some prayer people coming down. Men will be on that side. Ladies will be on that side. If you are a first-time guest here at Rhema Bible Church tonight, then we want you to know that we love you. We appreciate you. We have a gift for you. And the connection team people are coming to take you to there before the crowd gets in your way. They're going to take you out to the West Lobby to get that gift that we have prepared for you. So you can have that once you go with that connection team person, and they'll take you to get that. Thank you again. Let's give them a big hand for being here tonight. Praise the Lord. Be here Wednesday night, Our Power. As far as I know, Pastor Hagin will be here. And so we thank God for our pastor. Didn't he do a great job this morning? Wasn't that a good word from God? New. God's doing some new things. So if you didn't hear about it, you say, well, what did he say? What did he say? Go get the CD. It's right out there in the bookstore. Hallelujah. Amen. Praise the Lord. You ready? You ready to go out there and live victoriously? Amen. Live with a spirit of knowing the Spirit of God's on the inside of you. Knowing you got the answers. Knowing there's nothing too difficult. Knowing that you can walk with Him and life will be what?
Better.
Amen. Well, you better go before I start preaching again. God bless you for coming tonight.